Radio Prague News.
Czech transport unions have called a nationwide strike on Monday to protest the government's planned reforms. Soldiers back from Afghanistan have received honors from the defense minister. Members of the Communist Party have slammed a bill recognizing resistance fighters who challenged the former totalitarian regime. Czech transport unions have called a day-long nationwide strike on Monday, expected to paralyze public transport in Prague, Brno and other cities and towns, as well as the country's railways. No trains, buses or trams in the capital are expected to run. Blockades have also been planned on the D1 motorway and other major routes. The announcement on Friday follows a last-minute but inconclusive meeting between the unions and the finance minister Miroslav Kalousek a day earlier. The strike is aimed at against the government's reforms, including changes to healthcare and an overhaul of the country's pension system. It is not clear how many union members will take part. The strike is set to begin in the early hours of Monday. In a statement released by the Office of the President, Václav Klaus criticized the move by the unions, calling it, quote, political blackmail. Prime Minister Petr Nečas, meanwhile, responded to the unions on Friday by saying the government will not budge in the face of protests, which he said took the citizens hostage. He did say the government was prepared to discuss some parameters of the reforms. Czech soldiers back from Afghanistan received honors from Defense Minister Alexander Vondra on Friday. The same day, a funeral was held for their fallen colleague, Robert Virobal, killed recently in the province of Vardak by a roadside bomb. Soldiers on the square in Lipnik nad Bečvo, who served in a helicopter unit in the conflict-stricken country, held a minute of silence in their colleague's memory. The defense minister described the difficulties of serving in Afghanistan, saying the Czech Republic had been lucky to avoid similar losses in recent years. General Vlastimil Picek, the chief of the general staff of the armed forces, made clear that while Czech troops were very well equipped, it wasn't easy to predict moves by enemy fighters. Members of the Communist Party have slammed proposed legislation recognizing resistance fighters who fought against the totalitarian regime that ruled Czechoslovakia for more than 40 years. The bill is in a second reading in the lower house of parliament. Communist MP Marta Semelová charged the bill was an attempt to distract attention from what she called more pressing matters, while deputy party leader Stanislav Grospič said the government was aiming at glorifying its heroes while taxpayers fronted the bill. The head of the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority, Jakub Šebesta, has strongly criticized Germany for how it handled information in the E. coli outbreak that killed 30 people and left some 2,000 ill. In an interview for the Czech news agency, Mr. Šebesta stressed that the German authorities made mistakes by stating that cucumbers imported from Spain were responsible, a claim which did not hold up in laboratory testing. According to the Czech inspection head, the crisis which ensued, in which consumers have shied away from buying fresh produce, will heavily impact sales this year across the EU. He also stressed that 100 samples tested in the Czech Republic had all proven negative. On Friday, news sites reported that new evidence most likely tied the deadly E. coli outbreak to bean sprouts produced in Germany. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's the news.